It's been just over a year now, though it seems as if it were half an eternity since the student Forster Johann first declared he had heard something cracking by the side of the road. It was January 14th, 1891, just after 6 in the evening, and the way beyond Staghof was not lit. Despite the lambent snow, he could see nothing in the darkness, and he did not dare approach, investigate, or draw nearer. Perhaps it was better this way. And yet, apparently, the matter left the lad ill at ease, for he returned later with his uncle. But there was nothing to see in the pale glow of his lantern. It was bitterly cold and had again begun to snow. Of course, one would hesitate to turn back after a quick and hasty retreat to a heated parlour. And yet, if one had looked again, closer this time. So whatever the case, it would have changed nothing. The same evening, at approximately 8:45, the body of 35-year-old teacher Margarita Degen was found beyond the roadside of Steghof by, of all people, her elderly father. Throttled, half buried in the snow, bodies unfastened, undershirt torn asunder. Just 2 hours earlier, the distressed 72-year-old man had set forth with 3 dames in search of his daughter, who had not returned home at the usual time. Father and daughter had lived beneath the same roof and enjoyed a close relationship. Tricot, the court chancellor who happened to be at the scene of the tragedy at the time, cut the cord from around the neck of the victim, and air was expelled from the lungs. But no. No, her breath it was not. Margritli is dead. And the crime scene utterly trampled underfoot with fresh snowfall to boot later that night.